Today, we have in the studio Professor James Grant, who is an expert on memory. Welcome to the studio, Professor Grant.
Hello, everybody.
In your latest book, you claim that having a bad memory can actually make you smarter. Could you please explain this statement to our listeners?
Well, studies suggest that the goal of memory may not be to transmit accurate information over time, but instead to only hold on to valuable information. Forgetting is just as important as remembering in how we form and store memories. Researchers in my team at the University of Toronto looked at literature on remembering, known as persistence, and newer research on forgetting, otherwise known as transience. The findings show that it's important that the brain forgets irrelevant details and focuses on the stuff that's going to help make decisions in the real world instead.
It sounds interesting indeed. Have you found evidence to prove that forgetting is just as important as remembering?
Yes, we have plenty of evidence from recent research that there are mechanisms that promote memory loss, and that these are distinct from those involved in storing information. One of these mechanisms is the generation of new neurons from stem cells. As new neurons integrate into the area of the brain called the hippocampus, new connections overwrite existing memories, making them harder to access. This could explain why children whose brains are still developing forget so much information. It may seem counterintuitive that the brain would use so much energy creating new neurons at the expense of memory, but it is this interaction between remembering and forgetting that allows us to make more intelligent decisions.
Is it because forgetting irrelevant details helps us make the decisions that really matter, that are important to us?
Absolutely. Firstly, forgetting allows us to adapt to new situations by letting go of outdated information that no longer helps us. If you're trying to navigate the world and your brain is constantly bringing up conflicting memories, it makes it harder for you to make decisions. The second way that forgetting helps decision-making is that it allows us to generalize past events to new ones. When we only remember the general gist of an encounter, as opposed to every detail, this creates simple memories which are more effective at predicting new experiences. We believe that the environment we live in triggers these mechanisms. In an environment that is constantly changing, we may be required to remember less.
Could you mention a specific example to make it clear to everyone?
Sure. For example, a cashier who meets hundreds of people every day will only remember the customers for a short period. But a designer who meets their clients regularly will retain that information for longer. One of the things that distinguishes an environment where you want to remember stuff versus an environment where you want to forget stuff is this question of how consistent the environment is and how likely things are to come back into your life.
Thank you, Professor Grant. It was really informative.